There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
You know, I did want to touch on this statement, Leo. That song just reminded me of something I read. Recently, Pope Benedict XVI publicly is coming out with a book, and in the book he's going to state that Bob Dylan, the singer of that song, and the bumper music there, is a false prophet, and that he, when he met with Pope John Paul II, that's Bob Dylan, Ratzinger, then Cardinal Ratzinger, wanted to undermine that and not allow the Pope to meet with him. What do you know about Dylan? I don't know what side he's on.
Well, you want a funny story about Bob Dylan when he met the Pope.
Yeah.
This is a very funny story, and nobody knows it, but I know it because there was a presenter for that event that is a friend of mine in Italy, Pierluigi Diaco, who is now working as a journalist. And he was in charge there. He was chosen for some reason to preside over this event. So what happened was that Bob Dylan light a big fat joint of marijuana just 10 meters from the Pope, and the wind was blowing on the side of the Pope. So a Swiss guard said to the gentleman that was with Bob Dylan, to please tell Dylan to move on another side where the wind was not blowing towards the Pope, because his marijuana joint was very heavy, and the Pope might have got stoned. So this is an interesting anecdote that happened that day when there was this historical meeting between the Pope and Bob Dylan. I think that Bob Dylan represents modern liberation towards certain teams, which obviously Ratzinger doesn't like. Ratzinger is ready to condemn in all his books modern music as the work of the devil. And obviously there is modern music that is connected to satanic cults, which are actually connected to the Vatican, like black metal, death metal, all the music that is coming out of Norway, especially in the black magic scene, is connected with Satanism. But we have also modern music that obviously we are connected to and we like. But for Ratzinger, it's all part of a big conspiracy against his church. So, but the thing is that actually the conspiracy is made by his own people, because working for him in the Vatican are people like Pierluigi Zoccatelli and Massimo Introvigne, who are connected with many rock groups making satanic music and who have participated to many black masses and actually have even released official statements about it. So it's quite interesting how Massimo Introvigne, who works for the CESNUR, which we know is a center for the study of new religions sponsored by the Vatican, has participated officially to many black masses. What do you think about that, Greg?
Yeah, you know what we'll do after that? We have a minute here. We're going to come and talk and explain to people what actually a black mass is, and also some people you know that have been at them. But people should know that your background is in music yourself. You were very popular, one of the most popular DJs in Italy at one time. One question I have, though, regarding the information you had about Pope Ratzinger being gay. Any new information on that?
Well, Pope Ratzinger, there is a lot of information coming out of Italy at the moment. I will tell it after the publicity.
Okay, we'll be back right after this short message. Leo Zagami is with us, back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Long time no see, short time for you and me. So fine, so good.
Okay, we're back. Boy, we have a whole hour to go here. That's too short a time, though, to spend with Leo Zagami. I want to thank him first before we go any farther. He came forward about 6 months ago and started to enlighten America about really how the inner workings of the P2 and the Freemasonry and the Vatican and everyone works together in the New World Order from inside information that he got as an up-and-coming star, I would say, dark star, I guess that would be the way to put it, in the Illuminati world. He at one point was also considered to be the heir apparent of Licio Gelli. Interesting stories that Leo has. He's a very bright young man in his late 30s, mid-30s, I believe. Is that right? Late or mid-30s?
Yes, 37, okay. On the 5th of March, I think.
With information that goes so deep. Let me just say this. It's not, knowing your background as I do, listening to you for many hours and talking to you privately and doing stories about you, you grew up an aristocratic son of a Sicilian and a father and an English mother from both aristocratic backgrounds and were groomed in the Vatican. You had a show there on Vatican Radio. You knew many of the bishops and cardinals from a young age, and then they groomed you and put you in positions of power. You became a very influential DJ. How would you describe your old music when you were working with them?
When I was working with them, my music was dance music, electronic, that had elements of organic music, but the important thing was that it was propaganda music. It had elements for brainwashing the masses, subliminally put there so the people could be activated by these elements. So it was a specific kind of music that you can go and find on the internet. Leo Young, for my past albums and records, was my name. And Lee Tong, also another name I used. It's a music that I can define definitely as occult in a way, but quite pleasant. It's a bit like a Mozart doing Masonic music, you know. It's obviously, when you are an initiate, making music is a different thing. It takes on a totally different position. I would like to go back to what you asked before about Ratzinger and his gay lover, because in Italy at the moment there is one of the biggest arguments of the day is that last week there has been this TV show that has gone on the air, broadcast by Rai, and at one point a famous politician who was invited there walked out because they said in an open letter to Andreotti that they wrote in this TV show that the majority of the cardinals in America were pedophiles, and all their links to the various pedophiles and how much money was the Vatican supposed to pay. And also a young priest went on TV in Italy and said that 60% of the clergy in Rome is gay. So this was an official statement made by a priest on TV in this TV show. Obviously, after this TV show went on, the conductor had many problems, and now the guy in government who walked out of the show is threatening the TV show host, saying he has to leave the public TV because of what he did, and they have created a lot of problems. This because at the moment the big argument of the day is in Italy the gay marriages and the fact that the Vatican is opposing them. The Vatican is the biggest gay lobby, as we know. In fact, a famous gay figure in Italy went on TV and said, well, you should leave us alone. This is a matter between gays. when he was talking about the Vatican. So I must say that the situation at the moment in Italy is very, very hot regarding this new... because the government has many problems with the left coalition and maintaining a moderate position, obviously, with the Vatican putting so much pressure. I don't think that in Italy we will be able to see gay marriages like in the rest of Europe, because I think that Italy has definitely a gay mafia in the Vatican that wants to be the only gay mafia.
Now, let's talk about how you learned about Ratzinger's gay lover. Where did that come from, just to refresh people's memory? Because you've mentioned that before with me.
Yeah. Initially, it was through a friend of my mother. And you know, my mother is very close also to the Vatican because she's been working with them. And she heard it from a very close friend of the lover of Ratzinger. Then after 3 months, after I heard this, and I knew it already, Ezio Giunchiglia, that was the person in charge of the treasury of the P2, and in charge of the Monte Carlo Lodge of the P2 under Licia Gelli, calls me up one day and says, Leo, I have very sad news. I said, what? The Pope is gay. I said, but this is old news for me. I knew it already. I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to offend you guys, but I know that for a long time now. So that was confirmed by Ezio Giunchiglia, who is well known as one of the key members of the P2 and the Knights of Malta, and a friend of Marcinkus, who himself, though, wasn't gay. Marcinkus, at least, was many bad things, but one thing he wasn't gay. He had instead a woman lover. He had a regular mistress.
Yeah, and I think I've been trying to get a hold of her. Cardinal Marcinkus, or Archbishop Marcinkus, has passed away, and his mistress, I believe, lives in... she might
Miami.
Have some very interesting information, lives in Miami. Mm. But, yeah, so you find out Ratzinger has a 24-year-old gay lover. The Vatican goes on record opposing gay marriages. So you can see their duplicity even in this issue, correct?
Absolutely, but that's actually what's making Italian the Italian gay movement even more angry, because the Italian gay movement knows very well that there is a lot of gays in the Vatican, because they themselves have a lot of lovers, a lot of male prostitutes who work for the Vatican. Inside the gay movement, so there is a lot of people who have experience directly with the gay lobby in the Vatican.
Right. So we have this, you know, what a story. I mean, and all these announcements, just so people know, were made on Rai Television. That was just a week ago in Italy, and that's the national television network, RAI. And
it's
that's
incredible
amazing.
That a young priest goes and states that 60% of the clergy is gay in Rome. It's quite a big statement to make.
Better follow. How's he doing? Do you have his name or anything?
Well, he didn't want to give out his name. He actually showed his face, but he didn't give out his name. He said himself he was threatened by the Vatican after he stated these things. And so he didn't want to make things worse for him, because they say that they could ruin him also financially. So he didn't want to go. He said,
you know,
himself, he's assisting at the moment people in his position, because he was himself also, before becoming a priest, he was used by an Illuminati family, whatever, who had the sexual abuse of him and things before he became a priest. So then when he became a priest now, he feels a sense of responsibility towards these people and their sickness. So he has opened a sort of counseling he's making job for the gay people within the Vatican in Rome.
You know, on a personal note, I've never asked you this before, but your mother, you were very loyal to the Vatican, your mother, your family, and she's still working with them, I believe. Has she been receiving any kind of harassment or has...
No, she stopped working with them. She stopped working with them.
Oh, so she's not with them any longer.
No, she stopped working with them because she saw what they have done and during the course of the years. And she prefers to help people at a personal level without being involved with the Vatican anymore.
And what advice does she give you?
Well, she said to stay careful, obviously, to be careful, because obviously my statements will bring me in a bad light with the Vatican. But I said to her the reasons why I did it, and she agreed with me. So I have the support of my family, at least, and the family also of my wife, in what I'm doing, in exposing these criminals. Because, you see, they tortured me and they arrested me previously after I tried to rebel to them in the past. So now I want to make it clear that these people in Norway, working for them, the Ordo Templi Orientis, the Catholic Church, the Opus Dei in Norway has arrested me already, with the Freemasons of Norway arranging arrest for me, and I was locked up. I was kept into a mental asylum for 2 weeks once without even being able to see a lawyer. And now this is fortunately not possible anymore, because I've exposed them, and now they don't have the possibility of doing something without people monitoring them and asking questions to them. But when I was on my own in this war, it was pretty difficult. They could lock me up, do whatever they wanted with me. They kept me once in a prison cell for 24 hours only in my underwear, and it was freezing cold.
Yeah, and this is something before you decided to expose them. Now that you have, in a sense, you are publicly safer, because people know who you are, and it would be too obvious. But hopefully, you know, you will be safe. I want to mention this in this last minute in this segment. We do have some callers. I will get to you after this short break. But if you want to call us in the second half hour, talk about the Tour of Hope. I think we're going to explain what that is again. There are groups in America now forming, Leo. I've talked to about three or four, and we need to organize a little bit, and I need your help. So we will talk after the show about that. But anyway, let me give out the number, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back. You callers, hold on. Back after this short message.
got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Okay, we're back. I'm with Leo Zagami, a former high-level Freemason member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, who's given incredible information about many connections of the New World Order, how they operate at the top levels, the occult and satanic influence, as well as names involving 9/11, which are quite interesting. And you investigators out there, start looking up the name of Comandante Ugo Ballestieri and ask him some questions. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Charles, you've been holding a while from Texas. You're on the Investigative Journal. Charles?
I live about 45 minutes from Baylor University in Waco. And for a few years now, they've had something called Vision 2012. Is this connected to the 2012 that is Mr. Zagami keeps on talking about?
Charles, you know, you got cut off at the beginning, so could you repeat your question?
Yeah, I live about 45 minutes from Baylor University in Waco. And they Vision 2012 there, and I've seen on the internet that several other universities like Gonzaga and I think maybe Wheeling are involved with have something called Vision 2012. Is this connected to what Mr. Zagami is talking about with the year 2012?
Leo, go ahead.
Yes, 2012 is 2012 a big date of change, and obviously the universities know that, so some of the programs they are doing, they are obviously pointing on that date. Also, the Jesuits in their latest conference have pointed out on 2012 as a great transformation for America and a great moment of faith. So I guess that the 2012 date is going to be very important to see really who is the real Illuminati or the fake Illuminati, and who is really behind these fake Illuminati and their evil plans to conquer the world.
Also,
you can't really be illuminated by God, but these people are definitely not.
You mentioned rock bands involved with, you know, the OTO and the death metal and Satan, yeah. Satanism. There's a band called Fields of the Nephilim from England. I know they're involved with the occult. Are they involved with the Vatican and the Illuminati as well, if you know?
Most of these groups are involved with the occult, so they are involved with the occult groups like the OTO, who take care at the lower levels of the music. That's why I was saying before, it's quite hilarious to see how Cardinal Ratzinger is condemning officially Gnosticism and rock music and all this, when he himself has groups like Chesnor who are supporting the OTO and all those groups, satanic groups, who are behind the scenes planning these occult maneuvers for their music.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Charles from Texas. Yeah, it's an interesting story how, again, that seems to be their modus operandi, though. They denounce something, but behind the scenes, like the Vatican denounces satanic music and these groups, but behind the scenes, they're supported by these organizations like OTO and Opus Dei and others, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is what I say. They are the biggest hypocrites because they have secret meetings with the groups from the Opus Dei and OTO meeting together, and then these groups are influencing young people who are making rock music who is considered satanic, and I was absolutely shocked in my years. It was one of the things I had to do during my years in the Illuminati, to be present in these where these rock groups were to deliver them propaganda and to brainwash them through groups like the OTO, because they really believe that Aleister Crowley is the prophet of the new aeon, and they really believe in the Antichrist and the coming of the Antichrist as a big liberation from the established religions. That's what they see it for.
Yeah. And you know, another interesting thought came to mind. It's what's going on in this country to me is so depressing, in America, because you have all these. America's long been an idol worshiping nation. I mean, we have exalted we put on these high pedestals all of our actors and singers, when in fact, really, they're basically entertainers and serve a role, but not. In the scheme of things, they're not is it more important than teachers and people who are really working to help people. But the one thing about this that is so interesting is all these rich guys in our media, in Hollywood, and all over the place who are making millions of dollars on this exploding industry in Hollywood, which is – and all the movies are – most of them are terrible. They are not saying one word about anything in this country outside of peripheral things, but they do not want to get into this debate about who controls the real purse strings in this country. And I think most of them are all sellouts. You talked about when you met Madonna and how she was to have her own her own Masonic lodge. She's an example. What's your thoughts about that, Leo? It's quite depressing when you think about it.
The only film recently that came out giving some glimpse of something probably was this later film by Robert De Niro, The Shepherd's Son, or something like that, I think it's called. I think that Hollywood has always been the biggest propaganda machine in the hands of the CIA and the Illuminati. So that's you're not going to get anything better out of Hollywood. I mean, it's always been like that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. If you want to call us in this last half hour, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this short message.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out his kids.
Okay, we're back. Yes, we are back on the Investigative Journal. Our last half hour. If you want to call us, 800-313-9443. And just one last note regarding Hollywood. There's a guy I know very well named Anthony Hilder. He's done many occult videos and different things trying to expose the New World Order, and he's been in Hollywood for years. And I've tried through him to get to many people he knows that he says will not come out publicly, even on his videos. And that's the top guys in Hollywood who do not want to speak about the Vatican. And I asked him to ask this question. Will they come on and discuss the New World Order and the real spiritual controllers? And all of them run away, will not speak. So, America, remember, these guys are there for the dollar. Of course, they're fun to watch. Johnny Depp and Edward Scissorhands and all the movies, they're fun to watch. But you know what? When they have a role, when they're put up in the status as they are in our country, and they have so much influence, and that might be wrong to begin with, you'd think they'd talk about good things because people actually pay for their millions of dollar paychecks going to the movies, but they don't. So they will never get to the truth. And just remember that. That's just one last note about the Hollywood scene, which is basically always, like Leo said, been in the pocket of the Illuminati and the Vatican New World Order. It's this message that is so difficult to get across here. You can say it 100 times, and 100 times it goes in one ear and out the other, because people in their belief systems can't get around it. They've been propagandized so long. How do you handle that, Leo, from your perspective in Norway, when you're talking this way?
Well, it's very difficult these days for people to really face reality. I think that they have been constructed around such a very complex web of lies that they start to believe in them. So what's happening is that when you actually come out and say the truth, nobody wants to listen to the truth, because the truth sounds clashes with their own ordinary life, and it brings them a sense of unease. So it's very difficult, really, for people to front reality these days. And reality becomes their biggest enemy. They live in a world which is constructed around them, in which they have certain certainties, but those certainties are really built on fake land. They're built on a fake basis. So they are living a fake life, and they are happy with that. That is also what happens in Hollywood, and that's why nothing good will ever come out of Hollywood, because that's the headquarters, really, of Satanism in a contemporary way, where you can have Ozzy Osbourne mingling with Marilyn Manson, who are all part of a very complex text of Zionist Vatican agents working to actually bring Satanism across the world.
Well, why don't you give out your website so people can read some of your writings, the website that you formed. Go ahead.
Yes, it's www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. I repeat, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And you can find the latest and also all my story with everything that relates to the P2, the Opus Dei, the Jesuits, the Vatican, the Zionists, my various experiences through these groups, and how I arrived to survive all this. So if you want to read, please go on my website.
Yeah, and that's www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And that's an Italian web host, the IT at the end there, right?
Yeah, because we had to, after the American one closed down my web piece, my website before, as we know, after the Illuminati put pressure on my American provider, so I had to choose somebody in Italy who was close to me and could at least keep the website open, because at the beginning it wasn't easy to keep the website open.
So you were forced, your American website provider was forced not to carry your website. You now are with an Italian website host,
yeah,
a friend,
yeah,
of yours, so you can keep the message going.
There has been other people who, during the course of the last couple of months, have contacted me, said, we want to put your website on our web host, we want to host it on a web provider, whatever. But the thing is, I can't really trust anybody. So now that I have it up and running with my Italian friend Daniele Dal Bosco and with the team which surrounds him, I can trust that the situation is in safe hands.
Right. Now, prior to you leaving the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge and your activities with the Illuminati, you said you tried this was about 6 months ago. But prior to that, you realized there was a problem, and for several years tried to work inside the organization, trying to change people. What kind of attitudes exist in the high levels there, in the P2 lodges all over the world?
Yeah, well, they are people who are quite right-wing. We can describe them as fascist Nazis. They are of very right-wing connotation. So they want to go on being superior to everybody else. They want to have their lobby superior to everybody else. And the Vatican gives them the possibility to construct business worldwide, to move their business now in new territories like China, India, Russia. And we have, in fact, Vladimir Putin coming soon to the Vatican.
Yeah, we should. I'd love to find out exactly what goes on there. It's probably difficult to listen to those private conversations. But just the fact that Putin is meeting with Benedict and all the other revelations coming out is so suspicious. I also mentioned today that Halliburton, our major, the company that handles all of the Iraqi war affairs, is moving their headquarters to Dubai. another American company leaving. Now, maybe they're better off there, but just a sign of the times. That's an interesting story, I think, behind the scenes, what's going
because
on.
Because they go in countries where nobody can touch them, where there's no real democracy, where there is no possibility of facing a discussion. They don't want to face any discussions, these people. They want to continue with their business untouched.
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Okay, I heard a phone in the background, so I just wanted to know what that was. But anyway, if you want to give us a call, 800-313-9443. Leo, this Tour of Hope, I know you're trying to start it in Europe, and there's a number of groups in America. It's a hard road to hoe here. I've got about 10 different people in cities who want to get this started, but to pull it all together, like you said, the real problem.
Please send me personally to my email, leoyoung1999@yahoo.com or at illuminati@webfriend.it. Please send me your intentions to open this committee of hope, and we start. I think that we have to really, people have to be more secure of what they're doing, and they have to know that when they start this operation, obviously, they have to have genuine and honest intentions, because this is what also we have.
Yeah, and I've got a list here of people in America. I'm getting one going now in Vancouver that's moved to the stage of getting the charter to them. So I'm in the process. I want to write this charter with you within the next 2 weeks. And then we have someone in New York, Gary Tales, Richard Sanchez in San Diego, Holly Avila on the East Coast, Nyla Schulte in Philadelphia, Hedy, who's in L.A., and a number of other people.
We have
in
Winnipeg, in London, in Indonesia, in Oslo. So we have quite a few altogether.
Just to explain to people what this means, the Tour of Hope is not your typical activist group. It's a group that won't settle for just second best on the truth. It's a group that wants to get to the bottom of all this we talk about today in the New World Order, this takeover by this New World Order group that is headed by the Jesuit Order in the Vatican. Let's not make any mistake about that. That's the position. However, if you have other views, you're welcome. It isn't a group that just is going to say, if you don't believe this, you can't join. Like the Freemason group, but a group of people who are willing to discuss it openly, in fairness, even if you have other views, even if you think it's the Jews, even if you think it's the Bilderbergers, even if you think it's the Rothschilds, even if you think it's the Muslims. The only way we're going to solve this is by putting all the facts together in an open forum. We will then provide speakers who will come to your group, and we will network through a website that's going to be formed, and I'm going to help do that through a new website. My website's being revamped at the Arctic Beacon, and I will have the Tour of Hope as a major, either a separate website or a huge section that people can go to where we'll keep this organized. But I really hope it works out, Leo, because it shows once you put your name on the line and you show that you're against the evil, wherever it may lead, whether it's a person wearing a government hat or someone wearing the pontiff's hat, you need to get to that truth. And that's what you talk about. And I really appreciate all the information you've given. This sickness, though, of the Illuminati, you've worked with them. Do they actually think they're doing something good?
Well, in the lower ranks, there is always that way of thinking. But in the higher level, their conscience is not very clear, and they know that they're not doing good. They know that they are in the wrong side of the of God. They're not working for the light, but they're working for the darkness. They know that, really.
Now, when I lived in Rome back in the 80s, and I covered the P2 Vatican Bank scandal and became acquainted with, through newspaper articles and information coming out, Licio Gelli, who was touted as the head of P2 back then, involved in all these scandals that brought down many Italian banks, showed the money laundering system of the Vatican Bank, how the Cardinal Marcinkus, Archbishop Marcinkus, Licio Gelli, and the Free Net, and the Masonry Network worked. Gelli was a big name. Tell us what he's doing now, and does he still have influence?
Well, he's quite old now. He's in his 80s, but he's still in control of a lot regarding the SMOM, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, together with his ally Cossiga and with Andreotti. These are the key figures, the puppet masters of the politics behind the Vatican. So obviously, these days they are working with Tarcisio Bertone, who is the head of the Vatican, the Secretary of State, working together to establish a new, stronger church in this time, especially a church which is connected with the Vatican Crusade in the Middle East and in Afghanistan.
And then many people said, well, he's not connected to America. And then he pops up at Reagan's inauguration. He's, in fact, right behind Ronald Reagan. And you don't get there unless you have influence. And just coincidentally, during that Reagan's administration, he reinstituted diplomatic relations with the Vatican. Now, people say, what is that? And I try to say this. It's similar to a treaty with a country, political representation. And that's exactly what they did in the Reagan administration. After over 100 years, those diplomatic relations were broken officially by patriots after the death of Abraham Lincoln, or the assassination that was linked to the Vatican even back in the 1860s. Now, I want you to, you know, we've tried to get a copy of this treaty. Someone working with me has called at least 10 times. And although you can easily get a political treaty between another country like Iran or other countries where treaties exist, it's very suspicious. We cannot get a hold of this Vatican diplomatic treaty, the official written treaty. And I find that to be quite interesting, don't you, Leo?
Absolutely, but obviously it's not a document that they want to promote so easily. So, you know, they're going to make you have at least another dozen tries before they maybe even get near it, and if you ever get to it. You know, these matters concerning the Vatican are for these people very important to keep close control, and they know also that the kind of information that we are bringing out, people like me, you, is not information which is favorable to them. So I doubt it that they will ever help you out.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Chris in Texas, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, Greg. Great show as usual, and hello, Leo.
Hello.
I have a question. I know next year in 2008 we're going to be coming up with a national ID, and I've heard, you know, different people talk as far as what are some of the requirements, some of the do's and don'ts you're not going to be able to do if you don't get this ID. Is this something that is being pushed by these higher levels on a worldwide basis, and is this just the tip of the iceberg as far as them trying to achieve more control over the population of the Earth?
Obviously, they are trying to keep everybody under control, and they will implement the ID card, which obviously will include a chip, and after that will be the first step to after microchip you later on. So obviously it's the first result we have after 9/11 of this fascist nazification of the country.
Right, I think one thing is, One thing interesting, if I might add, that you mentioned on an earlier show, Leo, that you heard about this microchipping way back in the Monte Carlo Lodge, and these ideas being talked about by Father Marcinkus and others, who was also a member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's also in the Rockefeller establishment. They are all in it with this microchip concept. They want to bring it forward, and they want to enslave humanity as soon as possible, so at that point they are sure that nobody can rebel anymore.
Greg?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Now, do you know all the details on this national ID card? Because I read a little bit of things that you won't be able to get your Social Security and travel out of the country.
Basically, what they will do is they will force you to get a national ID card. And if you don't, you're not going to be able to do many things. You're not going to be able to get any type of benefits. You won't be able to do banking. All the things that you normally would do are tied to this. There are many technicalities, but that's what they plan in the future. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with our final segment with Leo Zagami right after this message.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Okay, we're back for our final segment, and just to maybe answer Chris's question a little better, it's a mechanism of control to basically force you to be identified. They'll say it's for to protect the country from terrorism, which is a lie. And basically, you're going down the funnel of fascism. The next thing they'll do, they'll be able to track dissidents and make it easy for them to keep an eye on everybody in this country, which is their goal. So the only way to protect yourself, Chris, is to opt out of the American system and don't be a corporate citizen anymore, and you can become a sovereign citizen. So then the national ID doesn't apply to you because you're no longer a federal corporate citizen. You can learn how to begin to do that on my website. At you go down to a box. It'll say Terry Lee video opt out, and you can find out how to do that. Just click on that box, and you can purchase one of those CDs. So, Chris, thanks a lot for calling. I want to finish up with Leo in the last couple of minutes. Leo, I'm sure you'll be back with us again. I want to update everybody on the Tour of Hope. We'll get together after the show and move it along a little farther. But I guess we should talk about, really, in the last two or three minutes, 2008, 2010, 2012, they have a specific plan, so we're not far away from big changes in the way we live, correct?
Yeah, I mean, for example, in Italy, it's already obligatory to have the ID card, and if you get stopped by the police in the street without an ID card, you get arrested immediately and brought to the police station for up until 24 hours, they can keep you there. So this is only because you don't have an ID card. And wow. So, this happens already in Europe, and I see this happening in America very shortly. So after that, they will be able to control, like you said, the masses of people very easily and to pin down the dissidents and be able to track them down and then get rid of them. So we have to make sure that before they get completely hold of this technology. Now they have already the technology, but completely hold of us and make and save us with this technology. We have to have a way of saying no to this system and to fight for our rights once again and for our true freedom from the New World Order.
Right, and that is a battle that we try to wage on this show every day, at least to expose them for what they really are, and to...
Please join the Committee of Hope if you can. I mean, me and you are doing it. We would love to come and talk in your town, come and talk in your university, wherever. Just invite us. Me and Greg will come there. If you want to form a Committee of Hope, please do, and send us... we will actually prepare now a Charter of Hope that we will send out to all the people who were requested to us. So I think that... once we will send out this Charter of Hope, just sign it up, send it back to us, and you are on board.
Yeah, and that's you can do that by contacting me. I'll give out my number, 509-242-9681, or go to my website, arcticbeacon.com, and you can email me, or contact Leo at www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. Leo, it's always a pleasure to be with you. We're running short on time. We'll have you on again, so thanks a lot, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Greg. God bless America.
Okay, that was Leo Zagami, and we're going to be back tomorrow. Same time, same place on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.
Got headaches?